Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
How did Nature Strip and Home Affairs go in their jump outs yesterday?
Yeah, Chris Waller was pleased with both horses there yesterday in those jump outs. I think they went in separate heats, but just given an easy time of it. Chris Waller saying the track was still heavy there at Rosehill yesterday, so he didn't want to knock them about too much, but he was pleased with their efforts. I think they're about 4 weeks away from that Kingstown Stakes and Diamond Jubilee now, guys. So not long, and I'm sure they'll be on the plane soon and heading over there, but just getting those fitness levels up, heading towards those big races in about a month's time.
Dave, did you agree with the Michael Poe suspension appeal not going the way he obviously would have hoped?
Yeah, Clarkie, it was an interesting one, wasn't it? Obviously, I think that the defence argued that, you know, no jockey's made the same mistake twice, and I don't think even with that suspension he was going to make the same mistake twice. But look, I thought probably around 6 weeks was right, but I think Reece McLeod got a similar suspension of 2 months going back some time ago. So it was a bit of a precedent there. They had a crack at the appeal, but no luck with getting any time off that 2 month suspension for going a lap early there at Kyneton about a week and a half ago. So that's the scenario there.
Zaki drew barrier 3 for the Dooman Cup, but what's the track going to be like?
Well, Loz, at the moment it's a heavy 10, but we'll just have to wait and see how it goes throughout the week. Obviously, they made the right call there last week, didn't they, by moving it to Eagle Farm, considering the conditions on the day. It's a bit patchy this week. Well, they're looking at 10 to 20 mil on Saturday again, 1 to 5 on Friday in Brisbane, and then the next couple of days aren't too bad. The good thing they've got in their favour is they do have warm days up there still, 26, 24, 23. So if they can get a bit of a break in that weather, hopefully that track can bounce back. But look, it's going to be wet to some degree, no doubt about it, after all the rain they've had. But barrier number 3 for Zaki, I think he's $1.50 at this stage. He's scared a lot of them away and clearly the one to beat once again. But look, he's not, I wouldn't say he's absolutely bulletproof. He got the job done well there in the Hollandale, but it wasn't like, wow. Yeah, there's still a little chink in his armour, I reckon, at that top level sometimes. But he's not the absolute out and out and out superstar, I don't think. But saying all that, clearly the horse to beat, of course.
What do you like today?
There's a few I don't mind today on the Kensington track and at Ballarat. The first one at Ballarat was race number 1, number 3, Dashing. I thought it looked really well suited there today. Unfortunately, the second favourite's just come out, which had absolutely zero chance, and it was a $6 chance. So that's always frustrating when those come out of the market. We cop deductions for those horses, but I couldn't work out how it was a $6 chance. But anyway, that's the way that goes. A couple on the Kensington track as well. Race 3, number 8, Timpanis, I thought was a good roughie, trialling really nicely and got some really good figures last preparation to be very competitive here first up today. And the other one for me, race 7, number 7, Combella Fee. I've also had something small on the leader in there, number 3, So United, but the main bet for me, number 7, Combella Fee. Look, trialling well. She comes to hand quickly. Jono Shea's a good fresh trainer, and I think she gets the right sort of run with 55 kilos on her back. She gets 7 kilos off from the bush, who's going great guns for sure, but just has that big weight, and I think she'll be too strong late. Race 7, number 7, Combella Fee.
Yeah, seeing plenty of money for Timpanist in race 3, number 8. It's the roughie in that field. It's 460 the field, so a small spread in the market, but it's the second best backed after the favourite podium in that race.
Yeah, I don't think it's a race that's overly strong. Some horses coming off some wins, but not in great figures, to be honest. And this horse just gets in really well with 53 kilos. The recent trials have been superb, and it comes to hand pretty quickly, and it runs over a mile last preparation, would have it right in the finish here. So expecting it to run very well.
Okay, thanks so much, Dave.
Thanks, guys.